The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Okay, friends and neighbors, what do you say? A little special edition here of Patreon about the book, the new book. It is out. It's in the bookstores. It's up online, particularly at our website, BillPressShow.com. It's a best deal where you can get a good 40% discount on your copies of Trump Must Go, the top 100 reasons to dump Trump and one to keep him. And I remind you, we have a little website up at BillPressShow.com where you can not only find out about the book, purchase the book, but also add your reasons on top of mine for getting rid of Donald Trump. Last time we talked here on Patreon, we talked about the fact that when you look at Donald Trump, you can't escape, first of all, looking at the personal problems with Donald Trump. The fact that he, Donald Trump, the man, is a racist, is a sexist, is a sexual predator, is a pathological liar. But to get beyond that to his policies, and there's a lot of trouble there too. In fact, he's already done, I assert, so much damage in his first 18 months, it'll take us decades to recover. And that's the point of this book. As I've mentioned, I think it's the perfect companion to Bob Woodward's book. He documents in his book, Fear, he documents the total disarray inside of the White House. What I try to do in this book is to document the extreme damage that Donald Trump has done already in his first 18 months, both on the domestic front and on the foreign policy front. Again, damage that will take us decades to recover from. So after talking about the personal problems with Donald Trump, I get into his policies, starting with the domestic policies. And just to give you a flavor of that, let me read a little bit from the beginning here of Chapter 2, Trump's Disastrous Acts as President. Donald Trump, as we've seen, is an inexperienced, uninformed, indolent, and possibly clinically dangerous man who had no business getting anywhere near the White House. Unfortunately for us all, that's where he currently resides. In this chapter, let's look at the incredible damage he's done to the country since he's been there. One of the most often heard takes on Trump's first 2 years in office is that he has been largely ineffective, all bark and no bite. After all, in his first year, despite bragging about accomplishing more than any president since FDR, he only succeeded in signing one major piece of legislation, his giant tax cuts for the wealthy and big corporations, and that occurred only in the last week of December 2017. By that point, despite his claims that he had signed more bills, and I'm talking through the legislature, than any president ever, Trump had signed fewer laws than any president in the last 60 years. Legislatively speaking, the first months of this year, 2018, were no better for him. Still, that's what we hear, but that take is dead wrong. It ignores all the destruction, the actual destruction, that Trump has done from the White House alone by example, rhetoric, or executive order. Even if he's been a legislative do-nothing, he has already undone or rolled back decades of progress in civil rights, women's rights, LGBTQ rights, immigration reform, criminal justice reform, environmental protection, and many other areas. Let's roll the tape. And then I go through the areas on the domestic front, here at home, where I believe Donald Trump has done the most damage. Here are the ones that I list. Again, you can go to our website, BillPressShow.com, and add your own. We remember these. Number 16, he imposed a number 16 reason. He imposed a ban on Muslim immigrants. His first act as president. Number 17, he canceled protected status for Dreamers. That program still at best in limbo, Donald Trump trying to get rid of it. 18, he protected status for many immigrants. Those immigrants, particularly from the Caribbean, from Central America, who fled here under the temporary protected status, that program begun, I believe, by George H.W. Bush, continued through Democratic and Republican presidents. Donald Trump had just said, we're going to send all those people back. 19, he has unleashed ICE as a brutal police force. Indeed, he has. It's Donald Trump. Donald Trump's stormtroopers. Many candidates today are raising up to say we have to abolish ICE as we know it and replace it with an effective but humane enforcement arm. And then we move on to number 20. Yeah, he wants to build his stupid wall, spending $25 billion for it. Even Republicans in Congress have refused to go along with that. That wall's never going to be built. Nonetheless, he's trying. Number 21, he is packing the courts with unqualified judges. Not just the Supreme Court, getting Neil Gorsuch on there, trying to get Brett Kavanaugh on there, but more appointments to the appellate courts and the district courts, federal appointments that last a lifetime than any other president has been able to achieve. Very quietly getting that done with the help of Mitch McConnell. Those extreme conservative judges are going to be with us for decades. Number 22, he has bloated the national debt. Yeah, an additional $7 trillion of debt thanks to his tax cuts. It could raise as high as $10 trillion. He doesn't care. He was known as the king of debt when he was a businessman. Yeah, he's the king of debt in the White House as well. Number 23, he has made income inequality worse. Right. On top of all the tax benefits enjoyed by the wealthiest of Americans, Donald Trump gave them another great big tax cut in December 2017. 92% or 95% of his tax cuts went to the wealthiest of Americans, those making over $200,000, $250,000 a year. Number 24, he's destroying health care. Indeed, he tried to repeal Obamacare, failed to totally repeal Obamacare, and yet he has done everything he can by executive order to undercut Obamacare, getting rid of the subsidies, trying to get rid of the protections for people with pre-existing conditions, on and on, doing everything he can, again, to turn back, roll back Obamacare, which is now more popular, by the way, than ever before. Number 25, getting rid of Obamacare is not enough. Donald Trump is also after Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security, even though he promised as a candidate he would never touch them. As president, in cooperation with Republicans and members of Congress, he has done everything he can to weaken those programs and reduce their benefits. Number 26, he's shredding the social safety net. Every program that affects working class Americans or help those disadvantaged in this country, Donald Trump and, again, Republicans Congress have tried to cut, starting with food stamps and on through Section 8 housing, temporary assistance for needy families, senior community service employment program, you name it, any of those programs that help the disadvantaged on the chopping block for Donald Trump. Number 7, he has undermined protections for LGBTQ Americans through his appointments to the courts, of course. Number 28, he hasn't filled key job slots. Still today, hundreds and hundreds of key positions in agencies unfilled, which means that those agencies can't do their job of serving Americans. Number 29, he's waging a war on weed. Yeah, at least as several states now have either by legislation or by initiative recognized the legalized the recreational use of marijuana. The Obama administration said, okay, if that's what the states want, we'll look the other way, even though the federal law now still holds marijuana as a crime. But Donald Trump has reversed that and said, nope, We're going to enforce the federal law, even in states like Colorado and Oregon and Washington and California, and conduct raids on those marijuana agencies. Number 30, he has branded the media as the enemy. We know that. He does it over and over again. Number 31, he's created a state-run media. Fox News, as close to a state-run media as we've got. Number 32, he's limiting access to the Internet by reversing those policies on the open access to the Internet. Number 33, he left Puerto Rico for dead, Hurricane Maria, even though he still claims, as he did recently, that he deserves an A-plus for what he did there. Number 34, he's ignored the opioid crisis, done nothing about it. Number 35, he's trying to rig the census. Number 36, he has left our infrastructure for dead, has done nothing about it at all. So that's the domestic front. We'll talk more about the foreign policy front in another little podcast. But for all of those reasons, part of the 100 reasons to dump Trump, you can, again, add your reasons by going to our website at BillPressShow.com. Might also mention, by the way, the audio version of Trump Must Go is also available. And it was recorded by none other than yours truly, by me, the entire book on tape for those long drives that you may have ahead of you. Trump Must Go, the top 100 reasons to dump Trump and one to keep him. Go to our website, BillPressShow.com, and add your reasons. And thanks for being with us.
This is the Bill Press Show.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.